3, 2, 1.
Lights. Here we go. Camera. Stand by. Two. Action.
At the Movies with Richard Krause.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good. This seems like a I'm not putting my movie up against Top Gun Maverick kind of weekend.
Well, what's happening here is you've got Top Gun Maverick, which is still eating up bucks at the box office, and then you've got Jurassic World Domination next week. So this is the meat in the sandwich week. This is the week where people are like trying to decide what meat they want in that sandwich, because both those movies are absolutely going to be, well, Top Gun already is. Jurassic Park is going to be huge. So this week...
Kids were jumping in their seats at the Jurassic Park trailer when we went to see Top Gun, which, by the way, is no less cheesy than the original. The mission is preposterous against the unnamed enemy.
Yes.
It's all so absurd. The predictable father-son vibe. Everything about this movie is so cliche, it's ridiculous. And I friggin' loved it.
Yep, that's the thing. It's an old-fashioned movie, all the way down to even the style of shots when you see Jennifer Connelly leaning up against her Porsche. You know, at the end, that could have been ripped out of any number of movies made in 1984. The whole thing is absolutely a throwback, and audiences are loving it. I think they're loving it partially because it is a throwback. It's that sense of safe nostalgia. You know, we
even use the same song. You know, like it's they didn't even try. But the special effects and the fact that they're actually in fighter jets and you see the effects of G-forces on their faces up like this, they just no expense or risk was spared to make this look fantastic.
Absolutely. And when you watch the original by comparison, the flight scenes, which everybody thought were so cool in the original, look absolutely lame compared to the stuff that's in the new movie.
Now, you've probably met them both as I have, but in no world is Tom Cruise anywhere nearly as tall as Jennifer Connelly.
It is
and
true.
They really had to go out of their way to make that look plausible.
Well, Alan Ladd, famously, was a short actor, and he was a big star in the 40s and 50s. He's the father of Cheryl Ladd, the was one of Charlie's Angels, and he used to play tough guys a lot, but he was very short. And on film sets, they had what they called the Alan Ladd Trench, and they would have his leading ladies, the actresses that were working opposite him, walk around the set. They'd dig down a foot or so on the thing, and they would walk in these little trenches. So you'd never see Alan Ladd and his leading actress's legs or feet in the same shot.
Well, I think they probably dug a lot of trenches for that movie. Okay, let's start with this one, Crimes of the Future.
It is time to stop seeing. It is time to listen.
A new world opens up.
You afraid of a little emotion?
You fill me with the desire to cut my face open.
You wouldn't want to kill your performance partner, would you?
We'd have to go deep.
A legendary. Guide us into the heart of darkness.
Have we just been made obsolete?
Maybe.
So this is the newest film from David Cronenberg, the director who is often thought of as, the founder of body horror. It's not true. It's not a label that he even embraces particularly, but he often makes films about how our bodies are changing and terrifying things are happening to them, and this is no different. This is set in the near future, nearish future, in a world where pain no longer exists for many people. And that has led to some kinds of extreme behaviors. And one of those is using surgery as entertainment. So there will be a nightclub kind of situation. And you have performance artists played by Viggo Mortensen and Leah Seydoux who perform surgery and remove organs from Viggo's body as a rapt crowd watches. Meanwhile, in the outside world, climate change has made food scarce. There's a lot of very bleak things happening here. And this is kind of, I suppose, the definition of a movie that's not for everybody. But if you're a David Cronenberg fan, you're going to, I think, probably love this because it's got all of his trademarks. It has this, futuristic strangeness to it. It's got the icy veneer that sometimes feels like it's impenetrable, but then there'll be a very funny scene or something that lessens the tension a little bit. So it's quite masterfully made. But it is a deeply strange movie that has a lot to say that maybe doesn't answer all the questions that it asks. But you've got terrific performances from Viggo Mortensen, Lea Seydoux, Kristen Stewart is in here. So, you know, big A-listy kind of cast in a movie that got a 7-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival while a lot of people walked out because of some of the extreme images shown on screen. So there's a lot to unpack with this one.
The Righteous.
What's important is knowing the difference between what's real and what our conscience has created to punish us.
Is he okay? We don't even know this boy.
It's the right thing to do.
Can you tell me what the voice of God sounds like?
Sin. It can possess.
Does God scare you more than the devil, is that it?
Yes!
Why?
Because!
This is a supernatural thriller. It's a psychological thriller, too, I guess, about an ex-priest who lives with his wife in a remote area. They've just lost their child to a terrible accident. And then one day, a stranger shows up. He's injured. He's very polite. They invite him in. They look after his injured leg. And then over time, some strange things start to happen. The wife, Ethel, played by the great Mimi Kuzik, is sort of attracted to this young guy because he feels the need that the death of her child left. The father, though, the ex-priest, isn't quite so sure, and then particularly when they start having these long conversations over the dinner table about sin and atonement, it seems that something much more sinister is happening here. And this is a really cool little movie with big ideas shot in black and white, in beautiful black and white, that will keep you guessing all the way through. It, again, answers a lot of asks a lot of questions. It actually answers more of the questions than Crimes of the Future does, but it does so in a way that's not completely obvious, not completely, pat. This is directed, written, and stars a guy called Mark O'Brien, and he's from Newfoundland. He is was one of the stars of Republic of Doyle. He's on a show now with Kevin Bacon called City on a Hill. He'll soon be seen in the new Perry Mason show on HBO. And he's done a really good job here of creating this little offbeat film with great performances from Mark himself, from Henry Czerny, and from Mimi Kuzik. So if this is playing at a theater near you and you like a psychological thriller, this is a good one.
All right. And what do you say about Foxhole before I let you go?
Foxhole is kind of an uneven but audacious and ambitious movie that looks at the same five soldiers in three different wars. So you've got the American Civil War, World War One, and the Iraq War. And in each case, they have to make life and death situations. And ultimately, it's a comment on the futility of war. But it's, as I say, it's uneven. It's a better idea, I think, than a movie, but I find it kind of compelling. And it was visually, it's sort of interesting because each of the segments is shot in a style that represents the era. So it's easy to keep track of where you are and that kind of thing in the timeline.
How can it be the same soldier in all of those wars?
Soldiers, same actors playing. It's a conceit, right? It's an idea that you've got these five like stereotypes that go from war to war to war. And so it's just a way of trying to hammer home this idea that, you know, the same soldiers fought for the same reasons in the Civil War all the way up through to the Iraq War. And really, what does it all mean is the question that it's asking.
You're right. It sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's on VOD this weekend.
All right. We'll see how much rain I get. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Richard Krause, our movie guy. The Morning Rush, Bill Carroll.